Get ready for a journey into the heart of Bridgeport politics with In Absentia, a new podcast from Connecticut Public's investigative team, The Accountability Project. Learn about the city's past and present political dysfunction and the systems that enable it. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts.
Funding provided by Gregory Melville and Susan Fox and Kathleen Bromage.
I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. If you're looking for a mid to end of summer splash of color in your flower garden, grow dahlias. This tuber starts out slowly in our cool spring soils, but picks up speed in summer. By August, whether you grow the small, low-growing types or the large dinner plate dahlias, they all put on quite a flower show. Dahlias are not hardy in our cold Connecticut soils, so they need to be replanted each year. Wait until the soil warms to plant. Dahlias thrive in full sun on fertile, well-drained soils. The key to where you plant dahlias lies in which types you grow. Dahlia varieties come in a range of colors and can be low-growing or up to 5 feet tall. There are more than 20 different dahlia flower shapes, with the most common being the pom-pom, water lily, cactus, and decorative ones. The larger types benefit from staking or caging to keep them upright. They have tender stalks that are susceptible to flopping or even breaking during summer storms. Dahlias make great cut flowers. Pick them in the morning, place the stem in 2 inches of very hot water, and allow it to cool for an hour. They'll last for up to a week. In fall, after frost has blackened the stems, cut them back and dig up the tubers to overwinter indoors. Clean off the soil and store them in a dark, cool basement in slightly moistened sand or peat moss. Check periodically in winter to see if the tubers are drying out or rotting. Mist with water or dry them out depending on the situation. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about basil. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.